Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Dalid. We are holding on daf Gimel Amid Beis. We're right in the middle of in the medium sized lines, three lines before the lines get wide. Ikada Amri. So we were speaking about someone who's going to have a chut shel chesed, that in the schar of learning Torah they're going to be rewarded with a certain chut shel chesed, with a certain chayin and chesed at a later time. So the Gemara says Ikada Amri Amri Reish Lakish Kol Osik B'Torah Bal Mazeh Hadom Alayla. Right, the way the pasuk said is that if a person learns Torah in during the night time, so they're going to have a chut shel chesed b'yom. So we assume beforehand the first way of understanding it was that if you literally learn Torah at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Moshe, a chut shel chesed b'yom. That's what we darshan from the pasuk. Yom mitzav Hashem chazdo b'layla shiruimi. So the Gemara now darshan that no, it's not about layla v'yom. Literally, it's about what layla and yom represent. It's kalosik b'torah b'olam hazeh hadome l'layla. Anyone who learns Torah in olam hazeh, and olam hazeh is compared to night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Lov Chut Shel Chesed B'Olam Abba Hadom El Yom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him a Chut Shel Chesed in Olam Abba, which is compared to daytime. Shenemar Yom Mitzav Hashem Chazdav. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Maidich Siv Tasa Adam Kidgei Hayam Keremes Lomo Shalbo. What does the pasuk mean when it says that a person will be like the Degei Hayam, like the fish of the sea? So Lama Nimshlu B'nei Adam Kidgei Hayam. Why are people compared to the fish of the sea? So the Gemara is going to have three approaches as to in what way people are similar to fish. Two we're going to have down here, and one is going to be about 10 lines in on Dalet Amud Aleph. So number one, Lomer Lecha, Ma Dagim Shabiyam Kivin Sha'olim Li'abal Shabiyam Mesim. Just like fish in the sea, as soon as they go onto dry land, they immediately die. Af Bnei Adam Kivin Shaparshin Midivrei Torah U'min HaMitzvos Miyad Mesim. So to people, as soon as we separate ourselves from Torah and Mitzvos, so immediately we die. Davar Acher, second possible explanation of what way we are similar to Dgei Hayam, is Ma Dagim Shabiyam Kivin Shekadra Aleim Chama Miyad Mesim. That just like the fish of the sea, as soon as the sun shines on them, they immediately die. Kach Bnei Adam Kivin Shekadra Aleim Chama Miyad Mesim. So too, people, as soon as the sun shines on us, we immediately die. So the Gemara is going to explain, what in the world does that mean, when the sun shines on us every single morning? And Baruch Hashem, we survive it. So So either that could mean in Olam Hazeh, or it could mean in Olam Haba in the following ways. Could mean even in Olam Hazeh, could Rabbi Chanina, like Rabbi Chanina taught, Dom Rabbi Chanina, Kol Videi Shamayim, Chutz Vitzinim Upachim. Rabbi Chanina taught that everything is Bidei Shamayim, except for tzinim and pachim, except for cold and heat. That's within our control. Shenemar tzinim pachim b'derech ikesh shomer nafsho yirchak mehem. That a person should guard himself from tzinim and pachim. How do you guard yourself from tzinim and pachim? So if it's very hot, very sunny, you make sure that you're hydrated and that you're in a shady area. So whatever it is, there's always these things, temperature-related issues, are not bidei shemayim. What the temperature is going to be is bidei shemayim, but what effect it's going to have on your physical health is not bidei shemayim. Now that phrase, hakol bidei shemayim, everything is bidei shemayim. So it obviously relates to context, meaning you need to put it based on the context of what we're talking about. Doesn't literally mean everything. What does it mean? Every item, every mood, every feeling, every event. Right? Obviously, it's not referring to everything. Everything. It doesn't mean. So what does Rashi understand? Hakol bidei shemayim, mechushos umachovos habayim la'adam. All feelings and pain, all sorts of illnesses and feelings of discomfort that a person feels, kulam al yedei gzeiras shemayim. Whatever discomfort a person feels, that comes from shemayim. Except for discomfort that comes about because of tzinim upachim, that a person has the ability to protect himself from, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't, even because HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves that within our control. Tosos, hakol bidei shemayim chutz mitzinim upachim, pirish, kolama ora'os haba'os ala adam. Not feelings, all events that occur to a person, midei yom yom, and each and every day, Bidei Shemayim. Those are all Bidei Shemayim. Ve'ein olam yochel laharchik nafshomehem chutz mitzirum pachim kor v'chom. Except for cold and heat, such an event, something like that, that happens to a person, is not Bidei Shemayim. Something like that, how a person handles cold and heat, is completely up to a person. Now, obviously, we're familiar with a different phrase. Hakol Bidei Shemayim chutz. We're familiar with the phrase chutz mi yiras shemayim. So Tosos at the end of the next Tosos of Shomer Nashri Yirchak Mehem, at the very end of that Tosos, he points out there's a well-known Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. V'hadar minin akol bidei shemayim chutz mi yiras shemayim. So how can isn't that a stira? Our Gemara says everything is bidei shemayim except for tzidim apachim. Over there it says everything is bidei shemayim except for yiras shemayim. So he says hasamari b'mesha nigzor lav b'shas yitzira kigom gibor uchalash ani o ashir chachmo tipesh. That's talking about characteristics of the person, whether it be physical or emotional characteristics of the person. That a person's nature, a person's characteristics are determined. Is he going to be strong? Is he going to be weak? Is he going to be poor? Is he going to be rich? Is he going to be smart? Is he going to be not so smart? Aval tzaddik v'rasha lo. But whether he's going to be a tzaddik or rasha, that's not determined bidei shamayim. Ki shnei drachim nesun mufanav hatov v'ara. Because every person is born with two paths in front of him, the path of good and the path of bad, and he can choose that for himself. So again, that underscores the point that the word hakol means different things in different contexts. That when we say hakol bidei shamayim chutz mi yiras shamayim, we talk about hakol, all characteristics. When we say hakol bidei shamayim chutz mi tzirum pachim, we either mean all discomforts or all events that happen to a person based on Rashi and Tosfos. So good, so that has nothing to do with the comment about hakol bidei shamayim chutz mi yiras shamayim. V'ibay yisayim al yolam haba, or it might mean that when we're exposed to the sun, we're immediately going to die, might be a reference to olam haba. There's no real Gehenim, there's no place called Gehenim, rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu simply takes the sun out of its protective covering, and he shines it on us. Rishayim are going to be judged by exposure to the sun, and Tzadikim are going to have a refuah through exposure to the sun. Rishayim nidonim b'dechsev, we know that Rishayim are judged through the sun, because the pasuk says, ki hine hayom ba boer katanur, v'hayu kol zeidim chalos arisha, kash vilihato sam hayom ba, amar Hashem Tzavakos. Right, the pasuk goes on, amar Hashem Tzavakos, sholo yazov lahem shorosh v'yanaf, that the day is going to be a hot day, it's going to be a burning hot day, and all those who have done wrong and have done evil are going to be like straw that are exposed to tremendous heat, and they're going to immediately burn up, they're immediately going to be singed. Lo shorosh v'almazeh, and there's not going to be any left for them of lo shorosh v'anef. Va'anaf, what does that mean? Lo shorosh b'olam hazeh, no root, no shorosh in olam hazeh, v'lo anaf li'olam haba, and no leaves b'olam haba, meaning they're going to be completely burnt up. Tzadikim is rapin, but tzadikim are going to have a refuah. That those who are Yirei Shemi, those who have Yirei Shemayim, it's going to be a marpeh. It's going to be something that's going to be a refuah for them as they have exposure to the sun. The Shemesh is going to be a marpeh. It's going to be a refuah for them. Not only is it going to be a refuah for them, but it's going to be a source of great enjoyment for them. Shneimar, the pasuk says, so you see that it's going to be like fat animals, going to be something that they could enjoy, like a delicious meal. It's going to be something that's very good for them. Davar acher, another interpretation. So again, so far we had two interpretations of why people are like fish. Number one is that just like fish out of water, a person out of Torah mitzvos is immediately going to die. Number two was fish exposed to sun die. Human beings are going to die also with exposure to sun, either in Olam Hazeh or in Olam Haba, depending which way you want to understand it. The third possibility of why it is that human beings are like fish, just like when it comes to fish, the big fish eat the small fish. So too people, had we not had government, if it were not for the fact that people were afraid of the repercussions of what would happen if they were to do this, those who are stronger would eat those who are weaker. Not literally eat, but would totally destroy those who are weaker. And the only thing that stops that from happening, that stops the strong from totally consuming the weak, is the fact that they have a healthy mora'a shal malchus. They have a fear of the malchus. V'hainu t'tanan, and that's in line, which that which we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim Omer, havi mispalel b'shloma shal malchus, that a person should always daven for the shalom of the malchus. Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, shal malish mora'a shal malchus ish esre'eu chayim bla'o. Because if not for the mora'a of the malchus, if not for fear of the malchus, people would swallow each other up. Right? That's exactly how the Mishnah says. Rabbi Chinan bar Papa Rami, Rabbi Chinan bar Papa asks the following stira. Ksiv, Pasuk says on the one hand, shakai lo mitzanuhu sagi koach, that uksiv gadol adonenu v'rav koach, uksiv yimincha Hashem nadari b'koach. Three psukim. First one sounds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't flex his muscles so much, doesn't show so much koach. Second and third, though, emphasize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koach. A rav koach, nedare koach. So, lo kasha. Kan b'shas adin, kan b'shas mulchama. Difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses different midos at different times. So, at b'shas adin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't express so much koach, because then we would be totally wiped out. But in Shas Melchama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses more koach. Rabbi Chanina Rami. Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina asked the following stira. Ksiv chema ainli. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any chema, any anger. Uksiv nokim Hashem ubal chema. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is vengeful, and he's a bal chema, and he's someone who possesses a lot of chema. So which is it? Lo kasha. So again, depends on circumstance. Kan be Israel, kan be Ovdei Kochavim. When dealing with the Jewish people, he does not have much chema. When dealing with Ovdei Kochavim, he is full of rage, he is full of chema. Rabbi Chinna bar Papa Amar, chema ainli, shekvar nishbati, mi neini shalon nishbati, eye shomer v'shayis. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, look, I don't have chema because I already took a shvua that I'm not going to use the chema. Had I not taken such a shvua, so then life would be very difficult for us. That's what he's saying. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't use the chema, but it's certainly the potential for the chema is certainly there. If you look at Tosos, chema einli shekvar nishbati, the top Tosos, ein lahakshos mperek dalim din darim demuchach demoshe harga lechema. The Gemara Masechet Nedarim says Moshe killed chema. The it talks about two malachim. One of them is called Chema, and Moshe Rabbeinu killed Chema. So he says, what could we possibly be talking about? That Kodesh Baruch Hu still has Chema. There could be two different chemas, two different types of chema, so we can't ask any stiras along those lines. V'hainu damar Rabbi Alexandri, and this is just what Rabbi Alexandri says. What's there? There's going to be a lot of v'hainus on this Amud, and none of them are particularly clear what the v'hainu tries to draw a parallel between, tries to make an equation between something that was just said with what we are about to say, but none of them are particularly clear about what it is that we're going back to. So v'hainu da'amar Rabbi Alexandri, what are we trying to say Rabbi Alexandri is similar to? So Rashi says ad le'elka idein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'betrunim b'riyosav, that which we said before, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reasonable with his creations, that he doesn't go try to be unreasonable and too demanding of humankind. That's what we're going back to now. That was way before. That was on yesterday's daf, right? Tosos saw that, quotes that Rashi, and he says, "V'lo nihira perusho tahi ifsik leituva." Tosos says, "Whoa, why would we go back to that now? We're way past that. There's been a lot of Gemara between here and there. Why would we now say v'hainu damar Rabbi Alexandri?" Meaning, contextual, the actual content of what Rabbi Alexandri says, you're right, fits in with that. But why would we go back to that now? So says Tosos, Nil Rabbeinu Tam Dekaya Hadassal Kan Yisrael Kan Bov Dekachavim. What it's really going back on is the distinction we just made between Yisrael and Ovdei Kochavim. That the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have so much rage for Yisrael, but he does have for Ovdei Kochavim. V'kamrinu Dabal Chema Kaya Ovid Kochavim. V'hainu Da Rabbi Alexandri Dekamar B'yomu Avakeshim Lo Yimsalem Zuchus Yashmi. Midim, and that's going to be in line with Rabbi Alexandri, that if there's no Zuchus for the Avdei Kechavim, he's going to destroy them. And that's going to be Rava that we quote also in a few lines, which is where the Gemara also says, which is also that same idea, that there's a difference between Yisrael and Avdei Kechavim. So let's see what Rabbi Alexandri actually says. V'hainu damar Rabbi Alexandri, and this, again, according to Rashi, the fact that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reasonable with people, according to Tosos, the fact that there's a difference between Jew and non-Jew in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts, is in line with what Rabbi Alexandri said. Because Rabbi Alexandri said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to request to destroy all the Gayim. Avakesh mimi, who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to make the request of? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avakesh binigani shalahem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to check their records. I'm going to go back to their books and see what they've done. Im yesh lam zchus efteim, if they have some sort of zchus, so I'll redeem them. But v'im lav ashmideim, otherwise I'm going to destroy them. V'hainu damar Rava, and this is also in line with what Rava said. So again, Tosfos says, what's the v'hainu damar Rava? That there's a chilik between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and between Klal Yisrael and of the Chavim in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats them. Rashi says, also relating to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats of the Chavim, V'hainu damar Rava is HaKadosh Baruch Hu done of the Chavim bediktuk. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very precise in the way he deals with of the Chavim. May d'chsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says "Ach lo vi'i yishlach yadim b'fido lahen shua"? So Amar lana Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, k'shani danas Yisrael, eina ni danas am kavdei kochavim. When I judge the Jewish people, it's not going to be the same way that I judge the avdei kochavim. D'chsev, the pasuk says, Ava ava asimena. The pasuk says ava asimena that the sins that they have accumulated will be placed on them. Ela ani nifra mehen kipid shel tarnegoles. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to deal with the Jewish people like a pecking chicken, that it just pecks away a little bit at a time, meaning instead of just letting out all of his wrath against Klal Yisrael at one time, it's going to be like a tarnagolas that pecks away ma'at ma'at, a little bit at a time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay back from us with Hester Panim, and it's going to be just a little bit at a time. Davar Acher, Afilu Ein Yisrael Olsin Mitzvah L'Fanai Kiyim Ma'at Kepid Shel Tarnagolin Shemenakrim Ba'ashpa Ani Mitzar from L'Cheshbon Gadol. Or else it might mean that even if we do very little for Hashem, even if we do very little in terms of mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still going to count it and be Mitzarifit to the greater Cheshbon. Shenemar in befido lahen shua davar acher b'schar shemeshavim lefanai ani moshia osam. Another interpretation is that in the schar that we go and we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to save us. V'hainu damar Rabbi Abba ma'iduk siv anochi eftein v'hema dibru alai k'savim. What does it mean that I will redeem them and they spoke slander about me? Ani amarti eftein b'monam bal mazer k'dei shiyizku lo maba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I thought that I would redeem Klal Yisrael from their sins by punishing them through their money in olam hazeh, and then they'll be fortunate because they'll pay a few dollars in Olam Hazeh, but they'll be Zocha to Olam Haba. But what happens as soon as things don't go our way? We start to speak bad about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, here I'm doing them the biggest favor, and that's a tremendous musa, that sometimes things that happen in our lives that we think are not so good are actually the best thing in the world for us, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just trying to give us our punishments for whatever averus we've done down here so that we can have a clear path for Olam Haba, and we don't appreciate it. V'ayinu damar Rav Papi, mishmei d'rava, mai d'chsiv ani asarti chazakti zrol sam v'ayilai chashvu ra. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aniyah Marti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I thought that Yasrim be Yisurim b'olam hazeh, that I'll give them Yisurim in olam hazeh, k'dei sheyechzeku zrosam l'olam haba, so that they'll become stronger in olam haba. Ve'elai yichashu ra, but all they thought was evil about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could God do this to me? Why does Hashem do this to me? That's what we ask when we have Yisurim, and very often HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing us the biggest favor by giving us those Yisurim. Mishtabach lu Rabbi Avoh l'mini b'Rav Safra, Dalam Gadolhu. So Gemara tells a story that Rabbi Avoh used to tell the Minim, the Apikorsim, about Rav Safra, that Rav Safra was an Adam Gadol. He used to show off about his friend Rav Safra, what a brilliant mind he was. Shafkulei Mikhsa Detleis Ashnin. So they respected the fact that he must have been a brilliant mind, and therefore they let him off of taxes for 13 years. They let him not pay the taxes for 13 years, like a sort of parsonage, I guess, where they gave him a tax break for 13 years. Yom Achad Ashkechu, who one day these Minim actually met Rav Safra. Rav Safra normally was in the Beis Medrash and he didn't really interact with these people. And they just didn't send him a tax bill. One day they met him. Amru Lein, they said, oh, we have this great mind. Let's ask him a question. Ksiv, Rak Eschem Yadati Mikal Nishpachos Adama, Al Kenef Kod Alechem Eskal Avon Aseichem. It says on the one hand that it's only you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows from all the families of the earth, and therefore he's going to bring up against us all of our sins. So what does that mean? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes us and knows us, he's going to bring against us all of our sins. Mandi Islay Sisya Berachme Masiklay. A person who has a certain wrath wants to bring it out on those that he loves the most. How does that make any sense? So Ishtik V'lamu V'lamidi. Rav Safra didn't answer. He was just quiet. He didn't respond. Ramalei Sudra B'Tzavari V'Kometzarulei. So they took a suda, they took a kerchief, and they put it around his neck, and they started causing him a great deal of pain. They were choking him with it or something, or they were mocking him by the way he was wearing his sudar. Right, some of the Achronim explained that the sudar, according to the Gemara in Kiddushin, that a Talmud Chacham always wears a sudar al rosho. So that's one of the sources for a yarmulke or a hat. So they took it, basically they took it off of his head. You think you're a Talmud Chacham, you don't deserve to be a Talmud Chacham. Also Rabbi Yavoh Ashkechinu, so Rabbi Yavoh came and Rabbi Yavoh found him. Amalu Amay Mitzarisule, Rabbi Yavoh saw that they're mocking Rav Safra, and here's this guy that he has this tremendous respect for, and the Minim are not being nice to him. So he said to them, why are you being mitzayir him? Samarlei v'lav amrit lan adam gadol. He said, oh, it's your fault. You're the one that told us he's an adam gadol. V'lo yada l'meimer lan pirusha day psuka. We asked him pshat in pasuk, and he wasn't able to give us a simple pshat in the pasuk, even after you told us that he's such an adam gadol. So we just ask him a very simple pasuk in Amos, and he's unable to tell us the pshat. Samarlehu Rabbi Yavoh says, emer da amri l'chu b'tanai b'kray mi amri l'chu. He said, wait a second. I told you he was an expert in Tanaic literature, in Mishnayos, in Tosefta, in Brisas. I never told you that he's an expert in Psukim. So Amrulay, Maishna Atundi Adusans. They said, well, why are you such an expert in Psukim? Every time we ask you about a Pasuk, you seem to know what you're talking about. So why are you a greater expert in Psukim than he is? So Amrulahu, Anand Shrichem Gabaychun, Ramina Nafshin Ma'ainin. He says, because I always talk to you guys, so I need to be prepared to know how to explain all of these Psukim. Inu Lama'ini, but he's a halachist. He's in the base medrash. He's dealing with Paskim halachas for people who care about halacha. So he doesn't look into these things. So he said, okay, why don't you tell us the pshat in this pasuk then? He said, sure, I'll give you a mashal. It's like a person who's owed money by two people. One of them he gets along with well, and one of them he doesn't like. The one he gets along with well, he's going to develop a payment plan where the guy will pay him a little bit at a time. But the one he doesn't like, he'll just demand payment in full right away, so he's going to make him pay it all at one time. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring our sins against us because he loves us, so he'll bring it up early and often in a way to say, okay, pay me back a little now, a little later, a little bit more later, and as opposed to just wiping us out as a result of our averos. Now that comment that Rabbi Yavoh makes, that of course Rav Safra doesn't know Psukim so well, that's not his business, he's not involved in Psukim. So really, Rav Safra doesn't know Psukim so well, are we permitted to say such a thing? So there is a Tosos in Masechet Bava Basra we've quoted several times in Bava Basra Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, where Tosos says Pa'amim shelo hayu bekiyin bepsukim, that sometimes the Amoraim weren't such great experts in the Pesukim. They didn't always know every single pasuk in all of Tanakh. So the Shor Mitzvah Ba'alacha quotes from the Admor Mishinova in the Divrei Yecheskel Achadash, who says that there's a Tos Sofer in that Tosos, that has to be a typo. And what Tosos really says is Pa'amim shelo hayu medaktikin bepsukim, not that they weren't bekiyin, but that they weren't so precise in the way that they quoted Psukim, that for whatever reason, sometimes they would quote a Pasuk out of order, they would quote a Pasuk with slightly different words, but not that they didn't know the Psukim. But our Gears of Tosla sounds like they didn't know the Psukim. In fact, this Gemara sounds like he wasn't really a Bucky in Psukim. However, this Techemed writes that over here it's not really a raya, that Rav Safra was not a baki in psukim. Says it could be that Rav Safra was definitely a baki in that pasuk, but he didn't know how to darshan the pasuk. They asked him, how do you darshan this pasuk? So he didn't know the drasha and Torah Shebal Peh on this pasuk. Not everybody's going to know every single drasha, but what the pasuk said, he knew, right? The actual words of the pasuk, he certainly knew. And Rabbi Avo explained that he didn't know these drashas because these are the kinds of drashas that are only studied by people who actually have to deal with minim and have to explain to them the different psukim. Shar Mitzvah Ba'alacha quotes the Tiferes Shlomo, who asks how we could say that Rav Safra couldn't be mefarish the pasuk. What, Rav Safra just knew the psukim by heart, but he didn't know what they meant? He couldn't even come up with a simple explanation? So he says an unbelievable chiddush. I don't know if it's if I can so easily accept this chiddush, but he quotes from this Tiferes Shlomo that Be'emes Rav Safra knew the pshat in the pasuk. He knew how to darsh in the pasuk. Right, he understood that what it means to say is that when it says "Rak eschem yadati mikol mishpachos ha'adam al kein efkod aleichem es kol avonoseichem," is that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Am Yisrael and He has done so many nisim and flows for Am Yisrael, and we're the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us, because it's the derech ha'olam that if a son does something wrong, if I see someone else's kid does something wrong, I'm not going to get involved. It's not my business. Let him do what he wants to do. Let his parents deal with him. My own child does something wrong, I'm going to go and I'm going to rebuke him, and I'm going to make sure that he gets that he understands that what he did was wrong, and that he's properly punished for what he has done. So that's really the pshat in the pasuk. And Rav Safra was very well aware that that's pshat in the pasuk, but he wasn't sure how the minim were going to react to that. If he goes and he starts telling the minim that pshat, he wasn't sure that they would react in a very positive way for that. So he didn't want to say over that pshat in the pasuk, because after all, besides for how they're going to react, the Gemara Chagiga Yud Gimel, Ein Moshim Devrei Torah L'Nachri, you're not supposed to teach Torah to Gayim. So they want to go and learn this Torah, so he wasn't so sure that he wanted to teach them this Torah, that it was even mutter for him to go and teach the Torah. The Zohar goes even further, says you're not even allowed to be Melamed Os Achas of Torah. So that's why he was quiet. And that's the conversation that goes on. Rabbi Avol says, no, he doesn't know how to, you know, he was telling the Minim, he doesn't know it so well. But that was just Rabbi Avol's excuse to the Minim, because he knew exactly what was going on over here. So then when they ask Rabbi Avol for Pshat in the Pasuk, he comes up with a Pshat that's not really the correct Pshat, with something that's not really Midivrei Torah. And he shows Rav Safra, look, you got to be creative. You got to say something that sounds like it makes sense to them, even if it's a misrepresentation of the Torah. That's the pshat that the Tiferes Shlomo wants to say. Why is it very difficult? Because basically, it's a clever way of saying that what it says, the pshat the Gemara gives for the pasuk, is not the correct pshat. And the pshat that I want to give for the pasuk is a correct pshat, meaning he's saying that there is a real correct pshat, but that was being withheld. And it doesn't say that anywhere in the Gemara. And that's the pshat I'll tell you. But the pshat that the Gemara actually says, that was just a trick. That was a way of tricking the minim. Very hard to make pshatim in the Gemara like that. That the pshat that the Gemara says is incorrect, and the pshat that you want to say is really the correct pshat. Amr the Abba Barkana, Maiduk Siv, Rabbi Abba Barkana says, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Chalilu Lachawa, Me'asos Kadavar Azel, Laham Sadikim Rasha? That Avraham Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Sodom, that God forbid that you should go and do something like this, to kill a tzaddik and a rasha, to kill a tzaddik together with the rasha, just because you want to kill the rasha. Amar Avraham Avinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Chulin Hu Me'asos Kedavar Hazeh. This is such a mundane type of thing. It's such something that's so beneath you. Lahamis tzaddik im rasha, to kill a tzaddik with the rasha. So frankly, Gemara, really? Hashem doesn't do that? V'lo v'aksiv v'chrati mimcha tzaddik v'rasha. Pasuk says Hashem does that. He'll sometimes wipe out the tzaddik together with the Rasha. So, but Tzadik Sheinu Gamra, that's only when the Tzadik is not a Tzadik Gamra. But Tzadik Gamra lo, so it says, really? So when it's a Tzadik Gamra, Hashem doesn't do it? V'aksiv, umi mikdashai techelu, v'tani Rav Yosef, al tikri mi mikdashi, ela mi mikudashi, elu b'nei adam shekimu asatara me'al v'atav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes chooses to begin the punishment with those who are in the destruction of Yerushalayim. He chose to begin the punishments with those that were most kadosh, that observed the entire Torah from Aleph until Taf. So you see, they were tzaddik and gemurim from Aleph until Taf, and Hashem still punishes them. No, since they didn't do anything to stop the people of their generation from sinning, and they could have, they had the ability to stop them, but they chose not to, therefore they're not considered tzaddik and gemurim. They're considered tzaddik Tosfos of your quotes the Gemara Maseches Bava Basra Daf Samach Mutav Shushogin Valium Azidin. That isn't there a concept that if you see other people sinning and you know that if you tell them that what they're doing is Navera, they're going to continue to do it anyway? So it's better to leave them alone, let them continue to do the Averu with ignorance, and therefore it will be a shogeg, rather than tell them about it and turn it into a mazid. So Tos says, so what did these people do wrong? They didn't give Musar because maybe they knew that they were afraid people wouldn't listen. So he says, no, it's not just being afraid people wouldn't listen. It has to be a situation where you know for sure they're not going to listen. If you know for sure that you're not going to, that the people aren't going to listen, that's when you don't have to go and give them Musar. But if there's a chance that they're going to listen, then you do have to go and give them Musar. That's a mitzvah in the Torah, that you have a mitzvah of giving tocha to anyone who there's even a chance that they're going to listen. Mutav Shushog and Vali Mazidin is when there's zero chance the person's going to listen. Rav Papa Rami, Ksiv, Kelzoim Bechol Yom, Ksiv Lefnei Zamo Miyamot. It says on the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zoim Bechol Yom, on the other hand, says in front of his Zam, no one would be able to withstand his Zam. So which is it? Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually express this fury, or does he not express the fury? So look, Asha, kan b'yachid kan b'tzibur. He doesn't express it against the yachid, because no yachid would be able to withstand it. But against the tzibur can withstand it. Tan Rabban kelzoim b'chol yom, v'kama za'amo, how long does his fury last? Rega, less a rega. V'kama rega, how long is a rega? Achas michamesh ribo shlosha salafim, u'shmona meos, arbaim shmona b'sha'a zui rega. One portion out of 53,848, right? 53,848ths of a sha'a, of an hour, that's how long a rega is. Vein kol bir yichol l'chavin osa rega chutz mi bilam arasha. And no one was ever able to figure out exactly when that rega was, except for bilam arasha. D'chsiv bei, because it says about bilam arasha, v'yodea das elyon, that bilam arasha is yodea das elyon, that he knows the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the implication is, Tosfos points out, that he knew it on his own, not through nevuah. Right, that he knows, he just knows the das elyon. So frek the Gemara, if it's not through nevuah and he knows it on his own, efshar das be masal aviyada das elyon mi aviyada, if he doesn't even know how his animal operates, is it possible that he knows the das elyon? So what does it mean he doesn't even know the das of his behema? My das be amtel aviyada beinah dechazulei davarach v'chamrei. Here they hire this dignitary, this supposedly great guy Bilam, to go and curse the Jewish people, and they see he comes in riding on a donkey. So Amrulay, my time alor chafta asusi. They say, come on, why aren't you riding on a horse? You should be riding on a stallion. Well, this is your noble steed, this donkey. So Amrulahu, Beritiva Shadayle. He says, oh, my horse is in the shop today, right? He's grazing somewhere. You should see my other car. But Miyad Vatomer Ason. So right away the donkey says, what do you mean, your horse? Hello, Anochi Asoncha. I'm the one you always ride. I'm your donkey. Amr la Latina Balma. He says, oh yeah, donkeys will say the darndest things. He's my donkey for Tina Balma, just for carrying packages. Amr la, and the donkey says, Asher Rechavta, like, no, you always ride on me. Amr la Krei Bialma. I sometimes ride on the donkey too, take it out for a drive. Amr la, me od chavada yom hazeh. Sometimes, always, you always rode on me. V'lo od, and not only do you ride on me, Allah Shani Yosalucha Rechavta. You sleep with me at night. Right, we darshan that the word sochein skanti relates to ishus, to derech ishus. So now, obviously, Bilam didn't know the das behemto. He was outsmarted by his own donkey. So, what does it mean that he's yodea das elyon? Can't mean that he's so clever and he's so smart that he's yodea das elyon. So, what does it mean? Sheyodea lechavin osa shoshak rosh baruch hu koves ba. All it means is that he knew that moment. He knew how to figure out that one moment of each day where Hakadosh Baruch Hu expresses anger. V'ayinu d'kamerlu navi, ami zecharna mayat balak melech mov, ma anos habilim ben ba'ar, minashit ma'adigilgul man das tzidkos Hashem. And that's what we say, we should remember what Balak and Bilam tried to do to us, l'man das tzidkos Hashem. So we should know the righteousness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, as the Gemara explains, Amar Rav Elazar, Amar lan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, ami ru'u kama tzidkos asisi imachem shelo ka'asti aleichem kol. All those days that Bilam was involved in trying to curse you, I never got angry at you for a single moment. Had I gotten angry at you during that time, there would be nothing left of Klal Yisrael, we'd be totally wiped out. And that's what Bilam says to Balak. I can't express any fury or anger if Hashem doesn't show it. My whole thing is to be able to take advantage of that moment of Hashem's anger. And how long is that zam for? Rega, it's for a rega. V'kama rega, how long is a rega? Rega kimemre. Rega means kimemre, the amount of time it takes to say the word rega. That's how long it is. How do we know that his anger is only for a rega? Ki rega biapo chayim b'rtzono. That is af. His anger is only going to last for a rega. Mehacha chavi kimat rega ad yavar zam. That it's going to be a rega until the zam passes. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry only during that rega. Tosfos asks the obvious kasha. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gets angry for that single rega, rega kimemre, for the amount of time it takes to say the word rega, what could Bilam have done already in that amount of time? How much could he curse us already in that amount of time? What could he say about us? So Tosfos says, very simple, he could say kalem. Kalei means wipe him out. Well, that would have done a significant amount of damage. That would have totally wiped us out. And it takes the same amount of time that it takes to say rega. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mevalbel his the letters of what he says. And instead he says melech, right? Truas melech bo. So that's one pshatos give. Then he quotes Rabbi Eliyahu, who's mefaresh, that no, that Bilam didn't have to finish the curse within that rega. All he really needed to do is start the curse within that rega, and everything would go basad aschala, then everything would go after the way he started the curse. And how do I know that the curse would not have just been kalem, that it would have actually been much longer? Because the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Kufei has lengthy drushes about what Bilam wanted to say. From the fact that he said this, you see, he wanted to curse this. And the fact that he said that, he wanted to curse... So we had several curses that he wanted to say. Obviously, it wasn't just kalem. It was obviously a lot more than that. So that was going to take some time. But it must be that he was just going to start within that rega. So we mentioned in the past, this is what... Rav Aryeh Tzvi Frimer in the Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi quotes from known as the Kazhuk Lever Gaon. He quotes from the Yira Kadosh Mipshischa that if a person wants to daven mincha, and let's say it's a minute before Shkia, and Shkia is Shkia is the deadline for davening mincha, so it's going to take you 10 minutes to daven mincha. So he says that it's okay to, as long as you start before Shkia, as long as you start before the Zman, that's good enough because everything goes basa da aschala. Rav Aryeh Tzvi Frimer suggests that the same. He quotes this Tosfos as the source that Bilam. All he would have had to do is curse, start the curse during that rega, and then everything else goes basa da haskala. That's what he suggests is relates to Sudas Purim. So the minig is, so many people have Sudas Purim very late. They have Sudas Purim late in the day, where most of the Suda ends up being at night. So the poskim don't like that so much, but the Kazhuk Lever says, maybe this is a heter, that as long as you start the meal before Shkia, the Sudas Purim could extend even much later. In the Machtsa Shekel, he quotes from the Tshuvas Beis Yaakov, Sharmin Tzanam Balacha points out over here, from the Tshuvas Beis Yaakov, some Kufchav Zion, that we could apply this also to someone who davens with a minion, let's say, and then they want to stay a little bit after davening to say Tehillim, or to daven a little more, so even after the minion left, whatever tefillos they continue to say still have the power of tefillah b'tzibur. That's the idea of starting with something, that once you start something, that hashpa'ah, that's yored, because of that tefillah b'tzibur, is going to continue even after the tzibur left, if you continue to daven after that time. However, Yishnon, Halacha, it's not so clear that we assume this way. Magen Avraham and Kuf Chav Dalet, Sifkat and Dalet seems to assume that starting the tefillah before the Zman is not good enough, that you actually need to finish the entire tefillah before the Zman. But there are several Achronim that side with the Kazhuk Lever based on this Tosfos, that even starting within the Zman might be good enough. That's one point. Another issue over here is we said that we quoted this pasuk. The Navi says, "Zechor na ma ya'atz Balak." Remember what Balak did. Remember what Bilam tried to do. So is there an actual chiyuv to remember the Maisa Balak and Bilam? So it sounds that there's a chiyuv to always remember it. Magen Avraham in Siman Samach quotes a whole bunch of zechiros, a whole bunch of things we're supposed to always remember. He doesn't quote this one. So it's also in the Medrash in Toras Kohanim also quotes a whole bunch of zechiros, doesn't quote this zechira. But the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvah Tasei Zayin, in when regards to the Zechiros Maisa Egel, where it says Zachar Al Tishkach Hasasharik Saftas Hashem El Kech Bamidbar, the Ramban writes Lo Yadati Yim Hu Asar LeMaktzifim Atzman Kolomer LeDora Midbar Ohu Mitzvah LeDoros LeDas Chazde Hashem Aleinu V'Yesh Lanu Litin Odal LeShmo LeVarcho U'Kinyin Shamar Anavi Ami Zachar Na Mayad Zbalak. He quotes this pasuk as a source for the idea of things that we're supposed to remember in every generation. So the Ramban seems to assume that we are supposed to remember the Maisa of Balak and Bilam, that is one of the things that we're supposed to, it is one of the Zechiros that we're supposed to constantly remember. The Chidon, Avodas HaKodesh, also quotes it as one of the Zechiros that we're supposed to remember. Okay, so that's a discussion at least.
Is that also why we bend with Shabbos after Shalosh Shabbos? If it's plenty dark, it's still there, right?
Well, that also relates to Tosefes Shabbos, that the more you want to add to Shabbos, when it gets more complicated when it's Rosh Chodesh, when Sunday is Rosh Chodesh, right? So then we try to finish up the meal on time so we don't get into any Shabbos. But with Shabbos, you always have the ability because you have Tosfos Shabbos. So Imas Ratach, when does the Kodesh Baruch Hu get angry? Amar Abayi B'tlashoy Kamaisa, in the first 3 hours of the day, Ki Chivra Karbalta T'Tarnagola, when the crown of the chicken, of the rooster, becomes white. So Kol Shaita V'Shaita Michbar Chivra, it says in Gemara, it's always white. So Kol Shaita Ispe Surai Kisumke, He Shaita Lespe Surai Kisumke. Normally it has red streaks in it. At that moment that Kodesh Baruch Hu is getting angry, it doesn't have any red streaks in it. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi have mitzar lehu mina b'krayi. There was a certain min that used to bother Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi with psukim and try to show from psukim, you know, Isaiah 53, how whatever we believe is incorrect. So yom echad nok tarnagola. So one day he took a tarnagol, vukmi ben karidars, and he put it between the feet of his bed, the ayin bay, and he looked at the tarnagol, and he was waiting for that moment. He was waiting for when those red streaks would disappear, so he can curse this min. Savor kimata yishaita altiyeh. He said, as soon as that moment comes, I'm going to curse him. Kimata yishaita nimnein. As that moment came, he had fallen asleep. He had dozed off for that moment, so he missed it. So Amar Shemamina lavar ochar lemevadachi. So he said, this must be a simon min hashemayim, that it's not appropriate to do things like this, that you're not supposed to go around using this as a way to curse the minim. Says Tosfos. Actually, let's leave out Tosfos for now. But he says it's not nice to do this. Shar Mitzyan Ba'alacha says, wait a second, every single day in Shemoneh Esrei three times, we say, V'kol Aminim Karega Yavedu. Right, so we of course we curse the minim. We daven that they should be wiped out, they should be destroyed. And here he says that it's not lava rechara, it's not appropriate. So he says that there's a big difference between forcing a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand by using that kaviyachol, forcing a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand by using that moment of anger versus just davening that it should happen. Davening that it should happen is okay. He says based on that we can explain that tzlach maseches brachos. So on the story in Brachos Daf Yud, where Rabbi Meir was being bothered by a whole bunch of minim, and the Gemara says that Rabbi Meir would daven that they should die. So what, Rabbi Meir didn't know that it's lava or rechara, that it's not appropriate? Happens to be, the Gemara over there says Rabbi Meir was wrong about that. The Bruria corrected him and said, no, you shouldn't daven that the sinners should die, you should daven that the sins should die. Yitamu chataim, not chotim. And then and then the Rishayim won't be there anymore. But how could Rav Meir miss the idea that it's Lava Rechara? So no, it's not Lava Rechara when it comes to davening that something should happen. It's only in forcing a Kodesh Baruch Hu's hand. Back in the Gemara, Ksiv, Gamino Shel Tzadik Lo Tov. Right? That Kodesh Baruch Hu has Rachmanos and Kol Ma'asav, and it's not good for a Tzadik to bring about punishment. When the kings put the crowns on their head and they bow down to the sun, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Amar Rav Yosef, L'olisliyinish tzutza d'musvi, b'tzashay kamaisa d'yoma, b'yoma kamid reishasa b'yachid. If a person is davening b'yachidus on Rosh Hashanah, he shouldn't daven musaf within the first 3 hours of the day when he's davening b'yachidus on Rosh Hashanah. Dilma kimid d'mafkadina, dilma ma'ayni bu'uv d'evdach v'lay milchi. Because the concern is that since it's a time of din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be very harsh on him and push away his tefillah. So frankly, Mar Yehachid v'tzibur nami, then even if you daven v'tzibur, you should have the same concern. Says Gemara, v'tzibur Nefisha Zechusei. Tzibur has an abundance of Zechuyah, so you don't have to worry. Yachid Yachid the Tzafra Namilo. So then, even if you're not davening Musaf, even Shachris Yachid shouldn't daven. Even Dika Tzibur the Kamatzah Lo Kamatchiv. Since the Tzibur is davening at that time, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to push away that tefillah. So if you look at Tosfos, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, Hod Demash Ma'achod Ma'hani, Afil Kshat Tzibur Mespalin, B'makom Acher, Hainu Davkud Lo Marchi, Aval Eina Nishma'as. He says, it sounds from our Gemara, as long as you're davening while the Tzibur is davening somewhere else, that's also good. So he says, that's not really Tefillah B'Tzibur. It's good in the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to just reject it out of hand, but it doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is automatically going to accept it either. So it's not quite the same as Tefillah B'Tzibur. But frankly, Gemara, didn't we say that the first 3 hours of the day Hashem is busy learning Torah? So Gemara, Epoch, switch it around, that it must be the second 3 hours Hashem is learning Torah. The first 3 hours are a time of din, right? Because we're suggesting you shouldn't daven in those first 3 hours because it's time of din. So we're saying, yeah, you got to switch it around. Say the first 3 hours are the time of din, second 3 hours when Hashem learns Torah. Or maybe don't switch it around. Meaning, even when Hashem is learning Torah, it is a bit of a Shas Din. And not only is it a bit of a Shas Din, it's a stronger kind of Din. It's a Din of MS, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to go Lefnim Mishuras Din because he's being very makbar on MS because the Torah is MS. But afterwards, after he's learning Torah, when it's a Shas Din, so then he's going to be much kinder, much more generous. In terms of the way he deals with the din, he'll even go l'fnim mishuras hadin. So this idea of switching around the first three, the last three. So the Shor Mitzion Balacha points out a very interesting ha'ara. He says that we see from this Gemara that sometime that according to one opinion, the first 3 hours of the day are a time of din. According to another opinion, the second 3 hours are a time of din. So he says that Kvar Kasavnu Maseches Rosh Hashana Demitam Ze Yesh Noagim Lomer Hapiut L'Kel Orech Din Biyom Rishon B'Shachris. That's why some of the minhag that they say the piyut of Lekel Aruch Din on the first day of Rosh Hashanah during Shachris, second day of Rosh Hashanah during Musaf, to cover our bases for both. Which one is the real Shas Din? Is it the first 3 hours or the second 3 hours? Okay, there's obviously a lot to talk about here. We probably won't get to it till the next cycle of Daf Yomi. Long Daf again tomorrow.